not when he starts saying,
his president.
Right.
Okay, could you also get this message to Ambassador Hand?
Yes, and to Colonel Cross?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, that's real.
But
I'll come back on the line before I start reading.
Let me repeat that I would like for you to turn on your sound as high as you can.
Was that not high enough?
Well, it was, but still, you know, as I say, it sort of fades in spots.
Yeah, well, this is coming via radio from the airplane to us here at Collins Radio.
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay.
I understand.
You know us out here, huh?
Oh, of course.
Oh, you
but
do.
Yes, but what I want to reemphasize is that it must be as loud as you can get it, so that because of the distance, you see.
Right. Okay.
And also because of the airplane noise, the aircraft noise, or whatever it is.
Okay, just a minute, and I'll roll the tape back and start again.
Thank you. From who? From the aircraft, the Polecat.
From the aircraft, the Polecat.
Making the...
To us via radio, to Collins Radio here, and then on down to you.
To Collins Radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Got a man rolling the tape back for me now.
All right. Collins Radio, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, fine.
And the voice, that is heard, is that of Lowell Thomas Jr.?
Yes, ma'am, that's his voice.
Mm-hmm. And is he the pilot of the aircraft or what?
No, ma'am, he is just the newscaster on the aircraft.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stand by a minute now and I'll put you back on tape. You ready?
Mm-hmm, I'm ready.
Okay, stand by.
Thank you. Oh dear, I lost him.
Wait a minute. Was that call up here?
That was from Collins Radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Honey, I didn't have any call up on here. I mean, I just got back in the board, so
I don't
know what's
Excuse me. Well, he'll get me again.
Okay, honey.
Thank you.